Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
WBEE. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, TJ.
I met Rosemary and her husband. Is it John?
James.
I met Rosemary and her husband, James, last night while my family was having dinner. And Rosemary, actually, did you notice that I was staring at you far before you said hi to me?
No.
I was staring at her food. Because, first of all, Mama Jay, I was there with Mama Steve, Liam, and myself after his track meet. We were starving. So we just ordered whatever. But then Rosemary sitting next to us and I'm going, what'd she get? Mom goes, well, boy, that looks good. And we're staring over at this poor woman's plate. And I go, well, when we get up, I'll get a closer look at it and see if it's chicken. And so I go way over and all of a sudden Rosemary goes, hi, TJ. I go, oh, shoot, she knows me.
Yeah, the face, I knew the face, but then when the voice, I was like, that's her. I'm telling my husband, that's the lady from the radio. He goes, no way. I go, yeah.
So your husband, a big fisherman.
Oh, geez. Please let Steve hang out with him.
I'm telling you, they befriended each other last night while Rosemary got to catch up with Mama Jay. Now, what'd you think of Mama Jay?
She's feisty. I thought she was like a firecracker, yeah.
No, Mama goes...
No shame. This means she does, you know?
There's no filter.
I don't have my wig on. When she goes, I don't have my wig on. I said, okay, it's okay. And about her new dress. And it was good. I was so excited. I'm like, you know, I'm actually talking to someone that I listen to every day.
Aw, it was so nice meeting you too. But it's funny how my mom reacts when we run into listeners, how she just starts explaining why she doesn't look, you know,
like
exceptional. And it's always about the wig. She's like, or she doesn't like the wig she's got on. And I'm like, see, this is what they hear about. Y'all think I make her up and I don't.
No, I see it in action.
Oh, Rosemary, thank you so much. It was so nice meeting you, and thanks for listening
too,
every morning.
TJ.
All right.
Yep. No, thanks, guys, for keeping me on my toes.
For sure. Have a great day. So that was meeting a new friend in a restaurant encounter. How about when you go on vacations? Have you made vacation friends that have lasted? We're going to get into that next. That's our frequency.
925.
Happy B-Day to you. And what a great story, Rosemary calling in. She met you and your family while they were having dinner.
Yeah.
And we get recognized out and about. And yeah, please come say hello.
Always.
Sunday, I was doing the Cure Cancer Wellness, Childhood Cancer Awareness thing. Well, yesterday, I dropped off two dogs to get their teeth clean, Rocker and Jezebel. And on the way there, I talked to my wife and I go, hey, you know, let's have a little cheat thing. Went over to Abbott's, got a peanut butter sundae. And I'm walking in to get my dogs, and the lady's like, Bo, Mackenzie, I met you Sunday. Hi, Mackenzie. Remember my daughter? We took pictures together. Yeah. Oh, and here's my fiance. But they're looking at my shirt, and I look down. I'm like, oh, I was eating the Sunday fast. Mm-hmm. It dripped. And I'm like, oh, I think I hit the speed bump. It was all over my shirt.
Looking like a pig. Just walking around, wearing your food on your clothes.
You're so embarrassed. My wife just walks away. She just keeps going.
I always look my worst when I run into people. I know. Always.
I'm like, I was saving that for the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
You never run into them when you just leave the hairdresser and you're like, I'm loving the way I look right now. I got the makeup on, the great outfit. You never run into anyone you know.
No.
It's always when you're at your worst.
TJ Bowe and producer Hope at your B-Morning Coffee Club. We meet friends at events we go to, make new friends. Sometimes we're just out about having dinner in the store, meet new friends, meeting the B family of listeners. How about a vacation, though? Have you ever met someone, a vacation friend, and you stayed friends? You didn't know them before the vacation.
Yeah.
You're out on vacation, all of a sudden, wow, these are cool peeps.
Right. Well, on vacation, you're always at your best, right? At least I am. So it's the best time to become friends with me because that's probably when I'm most fun. Yes, I do still have. We are still close with the couple that we were forced to sit with on our honeymoon cruise because they were also on the cruise for their honeymoon. So we had gotten married. We shared the same day. And so we were so upset because here we are. We're so in love. We're thinking we're going to get this great table at dinner on this cruise ship. And they put this other couple there. And then they started bringing us both cake. And they were like, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. And I go, oh, it's yours too? We had dinner every night with those two. What a riot. We had a blast. I was so happy that the cruise ship forced us to sit together because we are still friends and we still want to recreate that. One of these days when we can afford to, our kids are grown, we're going to go on our cruise again, but as a foursome.
There you go. And I think with social, it's so much easier to stay friends with people that you meet on a vacation. Like, let's see what's going on in our lives. Let's stay connected.
Yeah, because back in the day, when I was a kid, we were camping at Turning Stone, and I met a girl named Logan, and we were pen pals for a couple of years. Wrote snail mail back and forth to each other for a long time.
That's a great question. Does anybody still do the pen pal thing? Because social, it's so easy to look and direct message. Do you still do the letter things? If you do, so be it. I mean, it's still a form of communication and engagement. I remember on a cruise, too, Celeste and I, we met in a hot tub with Mark and his wife. And we just had so much fun. And we partied with him the rest of the cruise. And the wives were so funny. Like, you know what you guys did last night? And they're showing us pictures. I'm like, oh my goodness, please delete that. What did we do in that jacuzzi?
What happens on the ship stays on the
exactly.
ship.
Exactly. And then we try to get together again. And we went out for drinks. We met up for a weekend. And I'm like, you guys don't seem as wild as you were on the cruise. And the guy, Mark's like, I'm a lawyer. I can't get caught doing that stuff in real life. And I'm like,
that's why I go to the open seas. Yeah.
International waters.
I'm like, we were vacation friends. You're not that fun.
Oh, man.
How about you? Do you got some vacation friends that you're still buddies with for years? Let us know. We're talking about making vacation friends. You go on a vacation, you don't know these people beforehand, but then you meet up with them and you're like, we got to stay together. Yeah. We got to definitely keep in contact. Now, we got Sue on the line calling us from work. Thank you so much. You're saying vacation friends, your parents had camping friends, and it was all because they thought they lost you?
They're running around the campground looking for me, and the people the next campsite over were like
92.5 WBE. So it does take a village. We were just talking about that, helping each other. TJ Bo, producer Hope has a problem taking pills. We've talked about this. It's nothing new.
I'm sorry. It's so funny to witness. It's awful. Like it's a thing.
It really hurts that you laugh so much at my pain.
I'm sorry. It's ridiculous.
So I was talking earlier how I got my dog's teeth clean, and one has to start taking some pills.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm putting it in dog food, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing she's spitting it out and eating the food around it. I got to sneak it in there more. And you're like, hey, for pills, for your dog and for Hope, maybe wrap it in bologna to take that pill.
Wrap it in some bologna so you can Goes down better. Mm-hmm. Works for my dogs.
I still have to chew the bologna. It's not like I can swallow a whole slice in one piece like a dog can.
Oh, my God.
But we got other suggestions on our Facebook, how to help her with pills. And if you have an idea,
maybe
you're bad at swallowing pills, let us know. 585-252-WBEE.
Mary said to put butter or margarine on the pills. Only a tiny amount needed, and they go down very smoothly.
Plus, who doesn't love butter? Everything's better with butter.
I agree with that.
Great idea.
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
That's
I'm just going to do that anyways. Start covering my vitamin C capsules, because they're huge, in butter.
Steve! TJ, where's the butter stick? I'm taking my pills. Leave me alone.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.